Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we have a very special guest in the studio. If you've been watching American Idol, you would have heard this.
I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me.
Which was then followed by this.
I mean, he came all the way from Perth. Stand up.
Come on. Yeah. No, seriously.
Thank you.
Jordan, I am really intrigued. I think you've got a great voice. You've got tons of range. You've got the goods.
Yeah, Jordan, that's some natural talent in there, babes. Luke?
Yes.
Katie?
Yes.
Well, I think Jordan should be a yes. And more important,
you're going to Hollywood.
Sure bloody is. WA Zone, Jordan Anthony joins us now in the studio. Hello.
What is going on, everybody? It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure.
An absolute pleasure to have you in. How many times have you heard that back since it aired just a couple of days ago?
Too many times. Well, the one thing that gets me every time is Lionel Richie calling me babes.
And I know. That got me too.
I didn't hear that. I actually didn't hear that on the day. So when I watched it back, I was like, Okay, sure.
So does that mean Lionel Richie thinks you're a babe?
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a good thing, right?
I don't think it's a bad thing, if I'm being honest with you. Now, talk us through how a barista out of Perth gets on American Idol. How did this happen?
Isn't it, you're an Australian, it's called American Idol. What happened?
It is nuts. They actually found me on TikTok singing a Teddy Swim song. And they reached out and they were like, you know, we like your voice. Would you be interested? Have you heard of American Idol? I was like, absolutely. And they asked me if I'd be interested in auditioning. And I was like, 100%. Do you realize that I'm literally from the opposite end of the earth? And they're like, yeah, but, you know, let's make it happen. Let's do it.
Wow.
So I think it's cool, you know, that they were open to having me. And I guess, you know, even though I am Australian, like, music's music. And, and I've got the passion, I've got the drive to kind of want to pursue it.
Absolutely. So they fly you out from Perth then? Because normally when I see the Idol audition process, it's thousands of people all sprawled out with a number and they've got it all done with pen and they're kind of like, oh, will I get a chance? Will I get a chance? And they're all like harmonizing with each other and stuff. What are you? You in a green room, the Perth expert coming through? Like, well, how's that work?
I was actually really fortunate to be able to have my audition in Katie's hometown. So where I perform was actually her. She went to school there. It's a big music school in Santa Barbara. Uh-huh. And so they wanted me to be a part of that hometown audition city, which was really special.
So cool.
Yeah,
the house did look incredible.
Now, were you worried they were going to say no? Because technically that's how American Idol works,
100%.
Right? Because it's an audition. But were you thinking in the back of your mind, surely I've got this. They wouldn't fly me all the way out here.
No way. I was like, I cannot go home empty handed. Like, I would have been crushed for sure. So it was nice to be able to kind of get that recognition and that praise from them.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
So how much thought went into the song that you chose? Because obviously a beautiful song, but like you must have like had moments where you're like, no, not that one. Oh, maybe this one. No, it's no. I need to show my vocal range. Oh, no, not this. Surely.
Well, it was actually really hard trying to pick a song because before my audition, I was actually really unwell. So the song Forget Me, I've always loved that Lewis Capaldi song. But that wasn't actually even an option that I was going to do initially for my audition. I was just playing a few different options like for the producers and that ended up being the one. They were just like, play me something you love.
Baby Got Back.
It was actually Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, yep. We saw Jack Black nail that actually. That song
good.
Can be sung well actually.
Absolutely. And so I was just like, I love singing Forget Me just on the keys. And they were like, I felt it with that one. And so that's kind of what I went with.
Incredible. Since you've been on TikTok, obviously everyone all over the world can see your music, which has obviously paid off. Have you had any famous people slide into the DMs?
Oh,
we don't count.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys were on the top of my mind. But not like slide into the DMs. I've reached out. Like Lewis Capaldi actually messaged me after my audition went off.
So
I sent
cool.
it to him and he was like, smashed it, brother. With a red heart as well. That was pretty insane. I had some interactions with like Teddy Swims. As I said, they found me on one of his covers. And they're like two of the guys that I just look up to so much in this industry. And like my favorite artists ever. So yeah, to have that praise from them as well was really special, you know.
So where are we at now? Because the episode just aired in the US and it's gone bonkers. Obviously, you got the golden ticket. You're headed to Hollywood, baby. So now, are you about to go back to the States and then go through the whole grueling process?
Yeah, so I literally leave tomorrow. I'm going to Hollywood tomorrow.
So cool.
So the ticket gets me to Hollywood and it's basically going to be like a insane singing boot camp for like a week. It literally goes from 150 people. So there's 150 people roughly that also got a golden ticket, and it's going to get culled down to like 50 something, I heard.
Wow.
So yeah, it's going to be brutal. So just got to go in there, head on my shoulders, one step at a time, and hopefully it goes well.
Now, I don't know if much thought has gone into this, but it would be absolutely amazing to see an Australian take this out, just like when we won the America's Cup.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if that would go down well at all.
I think it would go great.
I feel like Americans are very patriotic.
But have you thought about that, like how that would work? Because part of it is a record deal, right? So you would essentially have to uproot your whole life. Like, would they give you a visa? Like, how would that work?
Oh, that would be mental. But I mean, ultimately, like that's where I want to be. And I feel like also with a lot of Australian artists, they almost have to break into another place to then break back into Australia.
Absolutely.
So I feel like that this is kind of my opportunity to be able to do that. So as I said, like if living over there and, you know, staying over there for a long period of time, it's what I need to do. It's what I got to do. You know, as I said, like music is it. This is it for me. I've never wanted to do anything else in my life. So yeah, I'm kind of willing to do whatever it takes, really.
I love that.
Amazing.
Quick pitch, song to do, maybe do the American National Anthem on like early days. They'll
get
love
in
the
with
hell
the Americans. They'd appreciate
that.
Them, you
know? Over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, see,
Star Spangled Banner.
Absolutely. And then they're like, yeah, he's got it. Yeah. I like him. He's very patriotic.
Yeah. Oh, he is one of us.
Yeah, one of us. One of us.
And then you say g'day at the end of it.
Yeah. I like it. Well, man, I'm rooting for you. I've got a feeling that you're going to do pretty well. Great voice. You're a very tall, good-looking guy. I think you got a chance.
Appreciate you guys.
But then again, what would I know?
You are also a tall, good-looking guy.
All right. There
you go. Oh, he's won you over.
I like him.
Now
like
he just
him.
Has to
Get
win the Americans
win.
Over.
Touchdown.
Now, can we vote for you in Australia as well?
I think so.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a clue.
I'm not sure, honestly.
Maybe I'll never financially recover from those international charges. I'll still do it.
She will. She's crazy like that.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, man. And
give
it absolute hell. I think you got the whole country behind you. And of course, including WA, where you're from. So good luck.
Appreciate you guys.
And Star Spangled Banner, baby. I'm just saying.
I should do that. That's the next one.
All right, done.